Hello and welcome to the I Discover interview series. Today I'm with Gal Stiglitz, founder, CEO, and chief of philosophy at I Discover 360. My name is Nick Griffith, and we're going to be doing a short focus call today. But I Discover is a business which is here to enable people to live more fulfilled, purposeful, and inspiring lives. They design and deliver cutting-edge personal development solutions for individuals, teams, and organizations to help them make the most out of their human potential. Today's exciting, and I'm here with Gal, who's going to be focusing on one topic that keeps coming round again and again, which is how can business leaders make the most out of their people? Over to you, Gal.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Nick, for the question. Basically, the way to look at it is, from the business leader point of view, what is their objective? The objective is to generate maximum growth for the business, right? Every business leader wants to their business to grow to the best they can. They can make it grow and to achieve and accomplish most growth. In order to achieve that, they really need to have the people on board. And to get this result with this with people, they need to have, there are two layers here, two elements to look at. The first one is alignment. And the second one is generating optimal growth. So the first one, the alignment part, is the part where you as a business leader, if you want to make and achieve the most out of your people, you want to create as much as possible alignment between the internal world of that person, that employee, that team member, to the external accountabilities, the external objective of and the external vision of the company. So the more there is alignment between what a human being see, what actually they do, the results they get, what they are accomplishing, to what is really, really important to them, which reflects the internal world, the more you will basically get productivity and performance and presence from each and every member of your team. So the first layer is alignment. The second is optimizing the growth. Optimizing the growth means we see from nature and we see from any system that in order to optimize growth, you have to provide equal measure of challenge and support. Equal measure of challenge and support. And that is your responsibility as a leader, as a business leader, to provide this too in equal measure. Now, how does it look like in the business environment? In the business environment, challenge look like clear accountabilities you hand over to the employee or to the team, and clear objectives you hand over to the employee or the team. And that on its own, that's you handing over a very, very clear challenge, something that now, the employee, the team member, the team are striving for to achieve and accomplish. The support part look like the following. It look like you are providing resources for the employees to, or from the, for the team member to provide on the accountability, where let it be training, let it be mentorship, physical elements that they need to have in order to, like a desk, whatever they need in order to perform. And the second element is to be really interested in them as human beings, and to be present with them. That's the second element of the support. because we are human beings, we are holistic beings, we are complex, and there are more dimensions just to work that happening in our life. And if we feel supported by our leadership as human beings, we also will tend to be more committed and more present. So that's basically, you know, to summarize, there is the alignment element. The alignment is that if you create it, the more you optimize the alignment, the more you will get productivity and performance. And the growth element, that if you want to optimize the growth, you have to provide a challenge and support in equal measure. Now, it is important. Yes, it is important to be present with your people, because you don't want to run into a situation, which is very, very often the case, a very common thing that you see in the business environment, that this is not balanced. Either, you know, more challenge to keep provided than support, or more support provided from than challenge, or just the magnitude of the challenge that is being introduced to people is just like beyond the capacity at that moment of time, or way below the capacity of that moment of time, which basically, if you provide more challenge than they can handle, they will basically fall apart and disengage. And yeah, and if you provide too little of challenge, you also get them disengaged and underdeveloped. So that's basically the key elements I have to share.
Excellent. You use an interesting term, internal worlds. How do you best discover and learn from your experience what someone's internal world and what that term means? Because I think it's a very important component.
Yeah, the internal world is, you know, if you, you know, we all as human beings have the things that we are important to us, and they are filling up our internal world. We think about these things, we have internal dialogues about these things, we dream about these things, but the interesting thing is that all these things are manifesting externally in our life, in our actions. So if we listen enough in a form of observing people's actions, we will basically have access to understand what is the internal world of people. So you can discover it through conversation with people, you know, through, you know, asking them questions about their life and get to know them better. They will, you know, provide you with this information. Or you can simply observe people, not only in the context of their work, but holistically, and see what they actually, you know, their life demonstrate that they put their energy and time into. So a person that, for example, you know, put a lot of time into going to the gym and exercising and eating healthy, you can see that this is, you know, this is, if it's consistent, it must be taking a big part of the internal world, health, well-being, exercising. So that, you know, if that person will feel that the work environment or the accountabilities around the work, they will feel that actually that's contributing to their well-being, they will be performing way better than if they think it's, you know, it's actually every time, every minute they spend at work, they're just becoming more sick or more, you know, or unhealthy or unfit.
I think this has been a very interesting. This is just skimming over the surface of a topic that goes very deep, I know. And, you know, I think we're calling this a sort of snippet insights into this topic and area. But if people want to find out more about this topic and iDiscover 360, I'd say that the best place to go to is the website, www.idiscover360.com. And through the website, people can sign up for a free 20-25 minute call with one of your trained coaches. Could you just tell people very quickly what to expect on that call?
Yeah, in that call, we will try and listen and understand who you are and what you're looking for. And then we can tell what out of our services can be made possibly a good fit for you. The most common challenges we're finding people facing today are the common challenges of the 21st century for us as individuals are around three themes. And the themes are career fulfillment, relationships, both personal and professional, and mental emotional well-being. So this is basically the three themes that comes, they are very common for people. And so by identifying with you in this conversation, what is that you looking for, we will be able to, to cater for you a good solution. We are known to working with people to not only on problem solving, but actually on going from good to great, from great to greater. It's not, the driving force to lead you to work with us doesn't need to be necessarily a heavy issue you're dealing with. It can be just generally you want to optimize your development in that realm. We are also known for providing results with people. So the content in our process includes both theory and practice, and results in terms of development, in terms of progress, are definitely guaranteed with the way we work. Yeah.
Great. It sounds very exciting. We will be doing more snippet videos for people to get a taster of the content you provide during your workshops. And I'll just say again, once again, thanks so much for your time. For more information, go to www.idiscover360.com. Thanks very much, Gal.
Thank you.
Thanks.